You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
A syndicated program from the Satellite Music Network with your maniac and mission control on maximum mosh pit power.
Welcome to WA2G, New York City. It's your pal, the Tominator.
Come with me if you want to live.
I am here from the future to bring you the most rippinest punk, hardcore metal tracks. We're going to start today's show off with a new song from Dying Wish, a band from the Pacific Northwest, Portland, Oregon to be exact. This is from their forthcoming record that should be out hopefully in 2021. If this is any indication what they have for us, everybody's in trouble. Dying Wish, Innate Thirst. WA2G. We're going to take you folks on a trip down to Australia, or to Australia if you're there. This is a song called Look Who It Ain't by Crush the Demoniac off their EP called Fugitive Sounds. You can find all of their material on lifelayerregretsrecords.bandcamp.com. I'm going to do that again. lifelayerregretrecords.bandcamp.com. This is Crush the Demoniac with Look Who It Ain't. Turn it up and tear the knob off. We'll be right back. coming up, we have a new signing to the LDB Records family down in Louisville, a band from New York City that I hold very close and near and dear to my heart, a band called Perfect World. They have a record, an LP coming out called War Culture that should be out imminently. It should be out as about right around the time you're hearing this on all of your digital service providers. This song is the first single from that record. It's a song called My Time Runs Out. And then when we come back at the top of the hour, I'll tell you a story how the 28-year-old Glenn Benton from Deicide was trying to fistfight my 16-year-old friend Lemours in the early 90s. So it's Perfect World. My Time Runs Out. Check it out.
Guys, this year we can go all the way. We can beat anybody.
Yeah!
We could beat the Braves.
Yeah!
We could beat the Reds.
Yeah!
We could beat the Dodgers.
Yeah!
We could beat the Wiz.
Yeah!
No, not the Wiz. That's impossible.
Hey, nobody beats the Wiz. Almost had him.
This week, find practically all of our versatile, lightweight, personal, and portable phones on sale. Nobody beats the Wiz.
Just like I promised, it's story time with the Tominator. So in about 1995, Deicide was playing Lemours, which is a pretty famous metal venue in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. A bunch of friends of ours went to the show. A friend of mine who was a little younger than us had a fanzine called Some Kid I Hate. And as was a thing in the early 90s, he decided to put a fake interview in his fanzine. He decided to create, he was doing an interview with the new grindcore project by Lisa Loeb that included Glenn Benton from Deicide's sister on drums. It was a two-piece grindcore band. So our friend did this fake interview with this grindcore band, which I don't remember the name. Somehow, Glenn Benton got one of these zines, and he was walking outside of Lemours, like kind of going through the line and going through the crowds of people with the zine in his hand, interrogating people, asking, who is this Justin Brannan? And given that the metalhead folks that were there for Deicide had no idea who Justin was, and the hardcore kids, we were all friends because there wasn't many of us, so everyone kind of played dumb. and didn't own up to us knowing Justin Brannan, but Justin was 16, and I looked it up before I did this, and Glenn Benton was definitely 28 years old and wanted to fist fight Justin Brannan. And this was the time, I don't know if Deicide still has him, but they had two brothers on guitar that literally looked like Thor, had some of the biggest human beings I've ever seen in my life. So we would have gotten murdered. So I'm glad that didn't happen. We've never gotten to play with Deicide, so that may explain why. But so, yes, that was my story. Coming up next, we have a newer band. It's a New Jersey hardcore supergroup, if I may be so bold. Features members of Dead Guy and Ensign and Mother Night and every band that Chris Ross was ever in, which I think is numbers in the hundreds at this point. Really great new record called Second Arrows by the band also called Second Arrows. The song is called Spindles. You can find the vinyls available on their Bandcamp. So it's secondarrows.bandcamp.com. All the songs are streaming on Spotify and etc. Really great record. Really happy for these folks. So please check it out. Spindles by Second Arrows. Yeah, get ready!
With over 50 rides, shows, and attractions at the world's largest participation park, where you and the rides become one. You're just minutes away.
There's nothing in the world like Action Park.
Just go to Action Park. There's no other park like it.
When it's hot out, this is a great place to spend the day with your family.
There are lots of big things for little kids to do.
I love Action Park because it's so beautiful.
It's like coming to Broadway. It's wonderful.
Race like a pro. It's great.
These are the most amazing rides in the world. I love it here.
There's nothing in the world like Action Park.
If you have not seen the documentary Class Action Park, I highly recommend it. It's usually pretty funny, gets very, very depressing at the end, but it's definitely worth a watch. New Jersey hardcore legend Chris Gethard, the comedian, is all over the documentary. There is footage of Alice in Chains from when they visited Action Park with Ricky Rackman that they use minimally 18 times in this documentary because it's the same five scenes just over and over again. If you're not familiar with it, it was a water park primarily that was run by teenagers. Incredibly dangerous. That commercial said that you and the ride become one because the ride will definitely take some DNA and skin from you, so you definitely will become one with the rides. But it's, you know, it's definitely worth a watch. It's called Class Action Park. If you're from the East Coast or from the Northeast, you have either been there and have horror stories, or you have friends that have gone and definitely have horror stories. But yeah, it's insane that a place like that existed. We are going out to another wonderful amusement park area, a place called Adventureland out on Long Island. This is a new project, relatively new project coming out of Long Island. A bunch of folks from a bunch of different bands out there. Really excellent, really kind of, really, really enjoying this EP. This is a song called Song for Anthony, which sounds like a Billy Joel song, but it is not. From their EP called Painting Words into Lines. This is a band called Koyo. You can find their music at Koyo, LIHC.bandcamp.com. Again, this is Song for Anthony by Koyo. W82G, we're going to take a ride out to Los Angeles, California. All of us at A2G definitely had a lot of love for California. It's the best coast, and we all admit it. Our thoughts with you. I know there's a lot of stuff going on there between terrible police officers and a lot of the forest fires and stuff like that. So we here at WATG are really thinking about everyone out there, all our friends. We got a lot of love for you. We're going to take you to a newer band, a band called Zulu. They just put out an EP called My People Hold On at the beginning of September. This is a song called Do the Right Thing and Stop Frontin'. It features Corey from the Boston hardcore band Move. I think you'll really, really, really enjoy it. So, Zulu, Do the Right Thing, Stop Frontin'. Check it out.
Driving black eye, they will interrogate you if they think, say, that you fit the description of somebody they're looking for, like that time in a temple city when they pull you over saying they're looking for a black boy. White people don't have to worry about things like that because they have the white privilege, but come you black, you have to be worried. As a black looking boy, even self say you're not black, they don't know that because you come black, you look black, you know, you have to be proud of who you are same way. So be vigilant, watch yourself, watch your step, watch even the areas that you go to when you pull up in certain areas, scope it out before you get out the car, you know, always be safe, always move safe, always keep your movement safe, watch the ones and ones that you even, you know, holding vibes with too said way. Because times well dread. You know, them don't really give two shits about our life. Babylon still out there, still raging, still ramping, still killing us. Yeah, man, be careful out there, Galbi. Watch yourself. Always know that Jah is watching over you too. Jah have you in his region, my youth.
The Tominator is here with you. We're going to go to one of our favorite bands, current bands going today, out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They're a member of the Closed Casket Activities Records roster. This is a band called Unreal City. They just put out an LP called Cruelty of Heaven. And this is a song called Sin in God's Name. You can find them at unrealcity.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back. We are going to stay in Pennsylvania, take the I-80 down to some other, maybe the Pennsylvania Turnpike or I-76 or something, and we're going to head down to Philadelphia. I haven't been on tour in a long time, so I don't know the roads any longer, much at this point. Although I do remember if you're trying to get home after a tour, that Pennsylvania is, I think, about 6 days long. Like, I think it's like 6 days wide. It literally, time doesn't exist when you're trying to drive home. Take I-80 back to New York. It is punishing. This is punishing, but in a different way, in a much cooler way. This is a new project from some folks from Nowhere Roads from Philadelphia. The band is called Model Prisoner. They have an EP out called Piss Universe. This song is also called Piss Universe. It's super interesting. I was really stoked when I got to hear it. I think a lot of you folks are going to be into it. So you can find them at modelprisoner.bandcamp.com. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And tell them I sent you.
So you are what you are in this world. That's either one of two things. Either you're somebody, or you're nobody.
And Reserving Dirt Naps just put out a new 7-inch at the end of August. Legitimately one of the hardest bands in the United States of America. Really stoked on how this came out. This is by far their best stuff. Great artwork. The record sounds huge. I think it's hopefully when shows are able to happen, hopefully get to see them up in the Northeast. Let's see. I think I'm going to play the song Blood on the Walls from this new EP. This features guest vocals from Patrick from the band Queensway, also another hard-ass band. This is from the 7-inch called Another Disaster. This is Reserving Dirt Naps from the center of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee. You can find their material at reservingdirtnaps.bandcamp.com. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein, Plus, or, are they going to say it? Yes, vegan and veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can go back to doing what you love this spring, maybe gardening. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. That is the type of meal I prefer. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Now, I'd like you to head to factormeals.com/axetogrind50. That's numeral 50. And use code AXETOGRIND50, that's numeral 50, to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's insane. That's code AXETOGRIND50 at factormeals.com/AXETOGRIND50. That's to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Crazy.
This is Krista Makes, guitarist and vocalist for Less Than Jake, and host of Krista Makes a Podcast, a songwriting podcast where every week I'm joined by an amazing guest to break down the writing, recording, and release of one iconic song from their career. In our giant evergreen back catalog of episodes, we've had rock legends such as Dee Snider and Huey Lewis, punk rock favorites like Mark Hoppus, Fat Mike, and Brett Gurewitz, and up-and-coming artists of today, such as Liz Stokes of the Beths and Genesis Owusu. We've had guests from all genres and styles of music, and I guarantee that if you peruse our back catalog, you'll see several episodes that'll make you say, "Man, I gotta hear that." Whether you're a fan of music or a creator of music yourself, you'll take away a whole new appreciation for the songs you know and love. Krista Makes a Podcast is available for free on all the places you could possibly listen to podcasts. And new episodes come out every Monday.
Hey, you. Do you have any plans this year? How's that going? Did you get 2020? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends, Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony also got 2020.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-D.com, SoundTalentMedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, Fred, give me a pizza with extra cheese.
Extra cheese.
And hold the tomato sauce.
Hold the tomato sauce.
And hold the crust.
Hold the crust. Hey, Jimmy, give me a cheese with nothing.
Nothing?
Now you can have the best part of the pizza without the pizza. Polio string cheese, all natural, individually wrapped cheese snacks.
Is this what you want?
Bellissimo. Magnifique.
C'est bon.
Try Polio string cheese. It's the best part of the pizza.
And we are back live at WA2G New York City. This next band is a band called Youth Collapse, which is a new project of Greg from bands such as World Demise and Mongoloids and of Back to School Jam fame. This is some of my favorite material that he's done so far. It's a new EP called New Form. The song is called 6 Feet. Which Greg is not 6 feet, but he's talking about someone that he really doesn't like. So you can go and check out their music at youthcollapse.bandcamp.com. The EP, like I said, is called New Form. Band's called Youth Collapse. Song is called 6 Feet, because 6 feet isn't deep enough for you, but it'll have to do.
Yeah!
monster of all monsters is back. And it's gonna kick your ass. It's Monsters of Rock Platinum Edition, the 30 hugest hair band mega hits of all time on two bigger than ever CDs. Order this awesome collection online at musicspace.com. Don't miss this opportunity to experience guitar greatness in all its glory. You can't get this two CD collection in any store.
It's the final countdown.
Get a piece of the rock with Monsters of Rock Platinum Edition. To order, have your credit card ready and call the number on your screen or log on to musicspace.com. Do it now!
And right now we have a straight edge band, an East Coast straight edge band. They're kind of spread out all across the Northeast. A band called Reign of Salvation. They just put out a 3-song EP beginning of the summer. But what's time in this pandemic? It's all a giant blur. We're going to play a song called The Sound of Triumph, which is the first song off this EP. You can find their music at reignofsalvation.bandcamp.com. I just really wanted to point out, because I thought this was great, that all revenue made from this record will be donated to the Liberty Fund, Reclaim the Block, and the Louisville Bail Fund. We implore all of our fans to take a second out of their day and fully educate themselves on what has been going on in the world right now. We urge you to donate, protest, and use your voice to fight against injustice. Black Lives Matter. So, ultimate respect to Reign of Salvation for making their voices be heard and kind of putting their money where their mouth is and donating all the money from this EP. So again, Reign of Salvation, the song is called The Sound of Triumph. We'll be right back. Tominator's going to hit you with a double shot right now. Starting it off, we're going to start off with a band called Be Well. An all-star band, if I may say so. Be Well is the new band of Brian McTernan, who we all know from Battery. Band also includes Aaron Dahlbeck from Bane playing bass. Mike Schleilbaum, I probably butchered your name, so I apologize, Mike, of Darkest Hour, guitar player from Darkest Hour. And two members of an incredibly underrated band called Fairweather, Peter Souris and Shane Johnson on guitar and drums. This is a really, really, really cool melodic hardcore record. Mike's kind of doing stuff. Brian's doing stuff. Sorry, his brother is not on this record. Brian's kind of doing some stuff. You can hear kind of the influence, you know, of Battery and some of the bands that he's recorded over the years kind of finding their way into this new project. The record is called The Weight and the Cost. The song is called Meaningless Measures, and it's out on EVR on Equal Vision Records, but you can also find it at bewellhardcore.bandcamp.com. And then to follow them up, we're going to go up to the Hudson Valley. We're going to play a song off the One Scene Unity compilation that came out on From Within Records. This seems to be the standout track for a lot of folks on this compilation. It's a great comp. Highly recommend finding it. You can find it at fromwithinrecords.bandcamp.com. This is a band called Age of Apocalypse. And the song is called Balance. You can find their song on the From Within's Records Bandcamp as well. So enjoy Double Shot. When I come back, I'll tell you a story how I almost got into a fight with Phil from Pantera about New York hardcore.
Yeah! fun.
At the Great Westchester County Fair.
Every family everywhere.
The Westchester County Fair. Rides and attractions. Non-stop action. Shows. Animals. Fireworks. Series. The most fun thing you can do.
Don't miss the Westchester County Fair at Yonkers Raceway ending this Sunday. See the largest circus under the big top, the Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers Circus, a livestock exhibition, live country music, and more. Every night till midnight, admission $4, kids under 12 free.
At the Westchester County Fair.
So I promised you a story. So years and years ago, before his shitty behavior at whatever rock thing that was when he was sick hiling and stuff, a buddy of mine took me to go see the Melvins and down at the Webster Theater up in Connecticut. I had to miss the New York show, so we ended up going to that. We literally missed the entire show in I-95 traffic. Got there for the last two songs of Down. My buddy had worked with a band that played a bunch with them, so he got to be friendly with Phil Anselmo, so we went to go meet him. We go, he's got his own like backstage room. He's just sitting there. We meet, super cordial. He was listening to the Smiths when we walked in. He was listening to The Cure. I'm sorry, he was listening to The Cure. We're talking about like boxing. He's very excited to meet somebody from New York. He kept calling me Tom G. Warrior, like the guy from Celtic Frost, which was pretty great. We're just talking about New York, and then he brings up New York hardcore, and we're kind of shooting the shit about that. And Pete Steele comes up somehow, and he's like, he wrote Victim in Pain. I go, he wrote for AF, but he didn't write Victim in Pain. He goes, no, he definitely wrote Victim in Pain. I go, no, he wrote like the questionable stuff on Cause for Alarm, but he definitely didn't write Victim in Pain. And he kind of like got mad. He was like, I knew the man, and he wrote Victim in Pain. I go, I get it, that's awesome, but I'm telling you with 100% certainty, I know very few things, but I know New York hardcore. And Pete Steele did not have anything to do with Victim in Pain. But he pushed back a little bit, and then we kind of agreed to disagree, and I walked away knowing that I knew more about hardcore than Phil from Pantera. So, this is before the white wine situation and him being an asshole. So please do not email us and be mad at me for talking about this guy. So we're going to go to one of my favorite places in the entire universe, Dublin, Ireland. We're going to play a band called Dead Wrong. The song is called Out of Sight. I'd like to give a shout out to my boy Dex from Goon, Dublin Hardcore, and my friend Chris from Dublin Hardcore, but primarily from Irish Baseball. For putting me up onto some of the newer hardcore bands and punk bands that are going on in Dublin and Ireland in general. So this is called Done Wrong. The song is called Out of Sight.
Out of my sight. Trick or treat, you foolish humans. Your worst nightmare has something special for you today. Dial this number now. If you're one of my lucky callers selected at random, you can talk to me live while you're awake. It's a dream come true. You and me. So dial this number now if you dare. Talk to me live. Freddy Krueger is just a phone call away.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Children, get your parents' permission before you dial.
Hey, does anyone remember 900 numbers? What a weird phenomenon that were around for a very short amount of time, it feels. And probably cost a lot of folks a lot of money when their kids dialed these crazy 900 numbers. I never used the Freddy Krueger one. But I think there was a joke of the day one that I called a couple of times. I got caught pretty quickly. It was not cool after that. But yeah, please, if you have any good clean 900 number stories, email the podcast at xtogrindpodcast@gmail.com. I mean, you can send us whatever 900, but if I prefer, like, hey, I called, you know, like the Barney one 15 times and my mom was real upset. Like, funny stories, but you know, whatever kind of makes you happy. It can't be that bad. The next we're gonna play a new demo of the band Endgame, coming to us straight out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. This is from their 2020 demo that came out at the end of August. You can find them at endgame403.bandcamp.com. Again, it's endgame403.bandcamp.com. And this is a song called Above the Law. Get into it.
Do you know the difference between a cop and a criminal?
Yeah. One bad judgment call.
Justice! There isn't a shroud! No evidence! Nothing to prove! Corruption! Around every corner! Always prying eyes! Do you like what you see? All I see around me is nothing but lies! Covered in a uniform! Behind your badge! And your gun! And somehow above the law!
Next up, we're going to play the new single from the band Holy Figures, who are a three-piece coming out of North Carolina. The song is called Lucille. It's available at numeralityzine.bandcamp.com. Kind of gives me a cool post-hardcore vibe. A little bit of Far, I think, in there. I hear a little bit of Criteria, the band Criteria. I'm not sure if that's intended. Super cool, heavy. It's a 7-inch lathe cut record that's available at numeralityzine.bandcamp.com. I think on the podcast we talk a lot about this, the kind of whole post-hardcore thing, and I think this fits in perfectly. Really great band, and I'm really curious to see where this goes in the future. So this is Lucille by Holy Figures. With a little something for and by the youth, a new band called Reaching Out. They just put out a demo at the beginning of September. A new New Jersey hardcore band, a bunch of young folks, absolutely fucking killing it. I wish we were all this talented at this age to be able to put out a demo this good. It's a 4-song demo, three of their own songs, and Backfire, my favorite side-by-side song, so it was a big win. You can check out their entire demo on at reachingoutnjhc.bandcamp.com. Again, it's reachingoutnjhc.bandcamp.com. The physical copies of their first demo are already sold out, so if you want to check them out, you're going to have to go to their Bandcamp. Throw them a couple bucks, support the youth. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. We're going to go with the first song on the demo, a song called Prototype. Reaching Out, NJHC. We are going to play an excellent cover by an excellent punk hardcore band from Long Island called The Fight. They did a split flexi with their brother band, Rule Them All. They both did covers. The Fight covered Fight Back by Discharge. Rule Them All covered Values Here by Dag Nasty. It appears that the flexi is already sold out, but you can still go to thefightli.bandcamp.com. You can download both songs, one by each band. Each band covers a song of their choice in an effort to raise money for the ACLU and the New York State Coalition Against Sexual Assault. So again, Long Island coming up big and putting their money where their mouth is and helping to raise money for some very important causes. So this is The Fight covering Fight Back by Discharge. This is the end, my friends. It's come to the end of my shift at WA2G. Gotta get out of the way. There's some sports guys coming in that want to talk about the NHL and stuff. But for the last song that I'm going to play on my maiden show, my first go-around on the WATG radio network, I'd like to end with a band from Philadelphia called Soul Glow. They're putting out an EP called Songs to Yeet at the Sun on Secret Voice Records. It's coming out November 6, 2020. And hopefully November 6th we'll be celebrating in the streets. So Songs to Yeet at the Sun makes me laugh and smile every time I read it. So thank you to Soul Glow. You can go to Soul Glow, S-O-U-L-G-L-O, phi.bandcamp.com. So that's soulglow, phi, like Philadelphia, .bandcamp.com. You can pre-order the digital album. They have their first single available to download now. It's a song called Quietly Do the Right Thing. Thanks for everyone for spending some time with me. We really appreciate everyone's support. Look out for each other, take care of each other, take care of yourself, and we'll stick together. And I think if we stick together, we're going to make it through everything. And that's all I really got. So thank you to everybody. Talk soon. Yeah!
I'll take care of the police.
Hey, wait, you swore!
Trust me.